Each one of these ism triplets was born with the other two, and they are mutually dependent on each other. National pride cannot be proven to others without having more territory than others. That territory cannot be protected without a huge military to span the world. Naturally, the competition for power across the globe led to power struggles back in Europe itself. So, the Africans were not the only victims of European imperialism. It was a lose-lose situation. The power struggles in Europe got so intense that teams were eventually formed based on alliances. If you are going to be fighting with country X, you want to know that countries Y and Z have your back. In the early 20th century, the teams were pretty much on lock. One team was called the Triple Alliance, and during World War I, that name was changed to the Central Powers because all of these were located in the center of the continent. The Triple Alliance originally included Germany, Austria-Hungary, and Italy. Later on, the Ottoman Empire was added, centered in present-day Turkey. The other team was labeled the Triple Entente, and during World War I, this name was changed to the Allied Powers. Originally, it included Great Britain, France, and Russia, but later, the small country of Serbia, in addition to Japan, and after it switched sides in 1915, Italy, all joined this Allied Powers side. So if you remember our good factor slash bad factor countries list from the industrialization chapter, and if you remember the Napoleonic Wars, this list will appear surprising. Number one, good factor countries had allied with bad factor countries. And number two, for the first time, Great Britain and France were on the same side. 20th century politics was a lot less predictable. Something that could be predicted, though. With the smallest cause or excuse, if one country on the list were attacked by any other, every major European power would be at war.